you had asked about biblical worldview training. Our pastor just completed this past week a 13-week series on hitting on biblical worldview across topics like human trafficking, sexuality, marriage, persecuted church, religious liberty, immigration. And so I will send you a link to those sermons, Dran, so we can use those as a resource. But I think he did an excellent job of preaching on each of those topics to really try to get our congregation to have a stronger biblical worldview. We're also actually starting in the next couple of weeks the biblical worldview training, actually, that was on your slide. We're going to do Tactics in Defending Your Faith by Gregory Kopel. That was one of your recommended DVDs. So we're actually going to facilitate that session. And what our goal is really to strengthen the biblical worldview of our church during 2015 to get ready for elections in 2016 and get ready for continued, I'll call it pressure on the church for non-biblical issues. And so so we're really just trying to strengthen the biblical worldview of our church. So that's kind of our main focus. A couple of other things real quick. We are encouraging other churches in our city to start Salt and Light Ministries. I think we've got one that's actually been in touch with you guys, Dran and Gail, and I think going to attend the training this upcoming month. And so we're excited about that. And we're also talking with other churches because we want to build a stronger network here in Tallahassee as the capital city. And what we're trying to do is create a strong network that we can work together on issues and go to the Capitol and talk specifically on life, marriage, family issues, freedom, religious freedom, and actually be able to stand and testify in some of the committees, et cetera, which we've done in prior years. We're trying to get a broader network to do that across multiple churches. So that's a main focus, and we're doing that mainly in partnership with our Family Policy Council, the Florida Family Policy Council, and John Stemberger, who's doing a great job here in our state. And he's actually looking at doing a tour through the states in October, which we're looking to partner with him on as well. So I would encourage the states that have Family Policy Councils, I would encourage you to partner with them. They are doing some great work, and I think the partnership has really worked well for us in Florida.
Great report, Barry, and actually we got a call from them requesting 1,000 brochures. They are going to be promoting our ministry at that tour, so that's a great thing. You know, this type of synergy is what we're hoping for, that ministries across, you know, different spheres of influence will come together and we're all just marching down the same road together, so very excited about that. Dale Broom, how are you? Good to hear from you. How's your ministry?